This is KNKX. Sure, there's cooking advice and recipes available all across the internet, but don't forget that old school, tried, true, and free source of thousands of cookbooks right in your community. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson has it, as she tells Dick Stein on today's Food for Thought.
Hey, Nats, do you ever go to the library anymore? I mean, the actual brick and mortar library?
I love to go to the library, Stein, because my Edmonds library has the biggest selection of cookbooks that you can even imagine.
So how big is it, Nance?
Well, it's bigger than my own personal collection,
oh
which we
God,
know is
that's
vast.
Huge.
I can't even tell you how many. I'm thinking that what's on the shelves there are maybe 1,500. The thing that's so cool about using the library, you can order the books online.
You mean then go in and get them or download ebooks?
Both, actually. And if your neighborhood library doesn't have what you want, they can snag it from another library for you. And if no one's waiting for it, you can even keep the book for longer than 3 weeks.
Now, are these just a bunch of old cookbooks? Are new releases in there? How soon after they're published do they get into your library?
Well, pretty quick. And not only that, I look just for fun right now, for instance, salt, fat, acid, heat. There's three holds on it, but my library system has 25 copies. There's 15 holds on Indianish by Priya Krishna. The library has 9 copies of it, so it won't take long before you get it. They send you an email. You go in, kind of a help yourself, pick it up, and there's even self-checkout now.
Huh. Well, wait a second. Now, what happens when you return your library books on time, I hope, and they're covered in gravy and grease stains?
Well, I'll tell you, Stein, I felt extra uncomfortable taking 2 giant volumes of Modernist Bread, those oversized, locally produced 5-volume set that if you could afford to buy it, it would cost you more than $500. I had those guys at home for weeks, but I was really careful not to get anything on them because I felt bad about the idea of ruining such an expensive book. One thing you can do is take a photograph of the recipe page, then upload it to your computer, put it in a little file called Recipes. You can have it at your hands whenever you need it.
That's a great idea. I guess the only thing I would do differently would be I would take the photo and then print it.
You're so old-fashioned.
And this is news to you?
A week or so ago, I walked out with Manji's Real Korean Cooking and your favorite, Stella Park's Brave Tart, Iconic American Desserts. I mean, I wanted that cookbook, and now I get to try before I buy.
So you're going to find out if you like them well enough to actually shell out money.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's funny. Libraries were a big part of my life when I was a kid growing up, and I still remember how excited and happy and proud I was when I got my adult library card, because I've been hanging out in the adult section anyway, but they wouldn't let me check any books out. And through my adult life as well, I always loved going to the library. I'd go at least once a week. But some years ago, I drank the Kindle Kool-Aid. And before I got that Kindle, I always thought, that's not for me. I want a real book I can hold in my lap, feel the paper, turn the pages. I want that tactile experience. But, you know, I don't care about that anymore. For my general reading, all I want is ebooks, but not for cookbooks. For cookbooks, I do still prefer an actual paper cookbook. I like to look at a printed page, whether it's in a book or something that I've printed off from online. I don't like to look at a screen when I'm working on a recipe.
One of my fondest memories of libraries is when I first became a waitress and I was living in Cape May, New Jersey. There was a little library in the basement of what was then the City Hall that had a small room with a comfortable chair and air conditioning. I would just sit there with books on my lap and the air conditioning blowing on me and thinking, this is real summertime living.
With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Cooking the books.
Leeson.
He is Dick.
Shh.
Stein.